evolvement of women roles. And where I kind of want to go with that is just comparing the roles of women from back in the day, I'll say in the late or early 1900s to now in 2020. Like, I think there is a huge difference there for sure. Times have changed big time.
Most definitely.
And the way I was raised with a mom that was old-fashioned in the women role. Like, she did go to work, and she did pay bills just like, you know, my dad did. However,
that wasn't old-fashioned. Old-fashioned, you kept your ass at home with the kids. Why, this motherfucker went to work.
True. That is true. My grandmother, let me go to my grandmother then, because my mom, that's not a good example. My grandmother was that woman. She never drove, took herself. She took care of the household and made sure the house ran straight, like the laundry, the cooking, the grocery, the all that stuff. That was the role that she played, where now in 2020, it's different. You got women playing the role of the man and the woman, as they say. Which, that can be a whole other topic all by itself. Some people believe that, you know, I have different views on it. Anyway, but we're talking about the evolvement of women's roles in the household. So, from when my grandmother, you know, staying at home, taking care of the household, to now, women go to work. You know, and women are playing roles just like men do. They in construction. Like, they doing the jobs that you would not hear of a woman doing back in the olden days.
True.
So my question would be, on top of that, is it done better now, or how they did it back then, was that better? What's the better option with the women staying at home, rearing the children, and when you look back...
What did you say about the children?
Rearing the children, that's what they called it.
Rearing the children?
Rearing the children.
Rear.
Rear. R-E-A-R. Rear.
Rearing the children.
Yes. I'm country. Leave me alone. But
that's not what I was thinking was anything country. That just sounded odd to me. I thought you said you was rearing the children, but that's exactly what you said.
Yes.
I actually never heard that before. Rearing the children.
Yes.
Sounded like a motherfucking felony.
But y'all know what I mean. So the women stayed at home and they raised the children. They took care of the children. They made sure they ate, they clothed them, they fed them, and the men went to work, brought the money home, and the woman made sure the bills got paid and whatever necessities had to be gotten. Whereas now, that's not the case. That some men stay at home while the women go out and work and bring home the bread. And he at home in the kitchen, he got the kids doing the homework, he got dinner cooked, you know, the house is clean, laundry is done. And me personally, I honestly don't see anything wrong with that. If that's what works for that household, what's wrong with that?
All right, so, you're welcome. I just gotta know. So, you don't have a problem if it works for the household. You don't have a problem with you out there working all day long and, coming home and all those tasks that would be labeled as the woman role, labeled as, but I don't believe that's true, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You can still come home and be attracted to that man that's been sitting home all day, just doing dishes, little kitchen bitch shit, and doesn't have an income, and yeah, you are the breadwinner. You are the reason why he has draws on his ass. You'll feel comfortable still fucking that man on a daily basis. Can you come home like a, we're talking about the evolution of a role, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk evolution of a role. So let's say the evolution of the role is, you know how, let's go go the little typical stereotype. You know, the man comes home, hard day at work, motherfucker want to have a beer, don't really want to be bothered. The woman is in there baking cookies and shit. The kids is running around, homework. So, let's reverse that role, but let's evolve it. The woman is coming home. She wants to just come home and have her glass of wine and just get her pussy just ate. You know, man just want to come out of beer and just get his dick sucked. Woman want to come home and sit there on her lazy boy and just pop that pussy out and eat, boy, eat. Is that the ideal role for a woman in that situation?
Yes.
Or does she exactly that?
I'm down for the involvement.
No, you down for the involvement, but is that what that entails of being the man sitting at home?
Yes, there are expectations. It's not just you sitting at home being no bomb. Like, let's get that understood.
But
you're not sitting
dishes.
At home. That's fine. And when I come home, there's going to be a understanding. There's a certain level of gratitude. Like, when I walk through the door.
Don't overskip me now. Let's take it. You feel me? You brought this topic up, and it's a good topic. And I'm just curious. Don't just overskip me. There is a expectations, a level of gratitude. So let's go off those two things. Let's go off expectations. What are those expectations that you would have for this man that's staying home? What is this? Yeah, your expectations, what is that?
When I come home, you're going to greet me like you would any other. Not no extra, I'm just the queen bitch type of stuff, but when I walk through the door, I do want to be welcomed home. I do want to know that, yeah, you've been at home doing all, and it's appreciated, it's understood, but I've been out here, so when I come home, I want that I'm no longer that public employee. I'm home now. I'm your spouse, my partner, and I want some attention. Ask me about my day, and if I'm not feeling that, I don't really want to talk about it, but what I do want you to do is maybe come rub my feet, or if I want my feet rubbed, hey, you mind just bending me over and just, I'm having that kind of day. Can you just come do this for me? Like, that. Like, service me.
And let me ask you this then, if that role, does, in that same breath, you just want to be, because you're having that type of day, you just want to be bent over, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What if he's had one of them days where he ain't feeling like it? Is that acceptable? Can he have an off day?
You can have an off day.
You have an off day? Okay. But it can't be no frequent shit.
Right.
Understood. Gratitude. What's the gratitude for? Gratitude what, that you out there working every day and taking care of everything? Or is there more?
Just the gratitude of this is the understanding that we have, and yeah, just to feel appreciated.
Okay.
Not gratitude as in kiss my ass because I'm the one out here working, but gratitude of just be appreciative that you can stay at home and do this because this is just what works for our family. You have the option to do this because this works better. Maybe you got anxiety. Maybe the work field is just not for you. Well, I'm the woman. Well, I know you got my back regardless, and I know when I come home, I'm not finna come home to no nasty house. You're not just doing no stupid-ass shit. You're not having people running, like, responsible adult type of stuff. Like, if that's what the expectation, and I'm gonna get off on that. I'm gonna get off on knowing that I ain't gotta go home and cook dinner. My man at home, he gonna already have it handled. Like, I don't really care to go to the girl. It's just certain perks with that thing, and you appreciate it in return.
Hmm. So when does that, do you ever throw that out there? Is there an argument that comes out? Motherfucker, I'm the one now here doing, does that come across?
No.
It don't come across?
It's not
Why?
A factor. It's not a factor because
but
you're
doing
that. But
it is a factor because, that's pretty much what you're saying. Motherfucker, I'm out here getting this bread. So when I come home, motherfucker, I'm be having motherfuckers running in and out the house. Have this motherfucker clean. You know what I'm saying? When I need X, Y, and Z done, I'm going to need you to get on that. So, to a degree, it is one of the things where it's like, it's an understanding. Like you said, it's an understanding. I'm doing this. You're going to take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, how does that never come out in an argument? Like, a man in that situation can never complain to you. Is that legit?
He can complain.
What can he complain about?
Whatever. Maybe you won't...
What if a motherfucker said, all right, and I just say this because it's nice to be able to talk to a woman and talk about the evolution of y'all evolving and coming to these fantastic-ass women and shit in the workforce and entrepreneurship and so on and so on. So it's like, with a woman being in that position, how do you maintain it just overall? Like, knowing that, is that an excuse that you don't work? Knowing that back in the day, a woman can sit here and be at home all day long by herself because the man is out there working. She's taking care of the kids. Eventually, does that get lonely and it's habitual? You know what I mean? It's over and over and over again. So what if your man is at the house, handling that business, but he tells you you're working too much? Does that come out? How else are these bills going to get paid? And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What does a woman do in that situation when a man says she's working too much?
You think that, but then the mature side of you has to be level-headed enough to say that although that is my role to go out and make the money, that does not mean neglect responsibility to my spouse. It doesn't matter what the role is. You know what I'm saying? Just like because I'm out there, I can't come home, because if I come home one day and you like, man, I done did all this stuff, all I really want to do is eat some pussy. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not in the mood for that because I done worked all day. That's not an excuse. It's, okay, let me whoop this pussy out because he done been at home and he done did what he had to do. And just because I'm having a shitty day, then that's just how it works.
For sure. I can get that. So, yeah, that makes sense. But I know there's going to have to be some type of frustration knowing that you are the breadwinner. And if you don't do what you're doing, motherfucker going to be eating pussy on the goddamn curb. You know what I mean?
I think that's a mind over matter type of situation. Like, if you can't sit up and say, this is what you prefer to do. This is your choice. It's not that you have to. But that's your choice, then your choice shouldn't make you miserable. And then if it do, I'm just doing what we originally agreed to. And so if at some point you decide that that's not for you, me being me, if that's what you're telling me, well, we'll love what you want to do.
Right.
Okay, let's do it. If I want to sit at home, I would probably have that option. But me being me, I'm probably going to work, and then we're going to get this money together. And let's switch up the routine. Okay, we're going to work. Okay, cool. Long as the kids still getting taken care of, there's still dinner, bills get paid. What? Where's the argument?
You know, somebody will make one.
Yeah, women are just built different. Women are built different now, and it's really hard to be picky when you get in certain situations. You got to be a little bit more flexible because times have changed so much that mentalities are not the same. Women don't have the mental state of, I'm going to sit at home and raise these kids and you're going to go out here and work. No, women are like, no, I'm more than sitting at home. They want to go out and evolve and be beautiful people and inspire and leave their trademark just like the man want to do or is out there doing and can probably do it better. And they should be.
I think a woman that is in the work field and then she happens to get pregnant, I think that's when her momentum stops. And she takes that maternity leave or whatever, and then you gotta sit there and the weeks after with the newborn baby, and then the dude, you know, he's adjusted to, I'm out here working and you at home with the baby, and then they get accustomed to that shit. And then I think that kind of sort of opens up that gate a little bit to, hello, housewife, how are you doing today? You know what I mean? And that's where the role begins. You know what I mean? So I think it's always going to evolve, and women are always going to be stronger by the decade, by the hour, by the minute. But I think they kind of just fall into that role of having to be the housewife. Just off of, I can't relate to having to take off work to push a baby out. Or because I'm having morning sickness, or I don't know if that's a thing that y'all take off for that. But I can't relate because I still get to go to work.
Right.
I still get to get up. I don't have to stop smoking. I don't have to stop drinking. I don't have to stop doing anything. The journey continues for me. So, yeah, it's like, now who is going to start watching this kid that we have? You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's just like an automatic thing. Once that maternal instinct is turned on, you have no control over that. That comes first. You're going to do whatever you have to do to protect and do what you have to do for your kid. It's just, it comes natural. And then you just have to have that mindset on either you're going to stay at home and you're going to do the mothering thing, or you're going to still mother thing and get out there in the workforce. Like,
I wouldn't mind being a stay-at-home dad or just a stay-at-home dude. I ain't even gonna lie. I wouldn't mind that.
I personally don't see anything wrong with it. Like, my mental state at work, I would just get off on that, and not in a I dominate you type of way, but just a man that can be still dominant but submissive enough to be home and do that and still tear that ass up and still get you together if he got to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a...
I've never been in that situation, but I wonder if that man feels obligated. You know what I mean? Like, man, I gotta go beat this pussy. You know what I'm saying? Or I gotta beat this ass up, because pretty much you fucking for a place to stay.
I don't think it should be made to feel that way, though.
Like, but you shouldn't feel that way, but at the end of the day, ain't that what it is? It's like... So, I'm staying at home. You bringing home this motherfucking bacon and lettuce and tomato and all this other shit. And I just don't... And just knowing in the back of my head, it's like moving into a woman's house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going with this shit.
I already know.
You know where I'm going with this shit.
Go ahead and go. I already know.
I can go there?
You can go there.
All right. Get your, you know, motherfuckers will come home with their shit packed up for them. You know, oh, you don't want to answer your phone? You want to be living in my house and be gone? And the motherfucking phone that I'm paying for, you can't answer? All your shit in a black plastic motherfucking bag out there with your dog tied up to the pole with the door locked. You got your key, but the don't fucking...
Don't work.
It don't work no more.
I have seen that so many times.
So
literally.
Many times. And,
literally.
And what all he have to do?
Grab that stuff and go.
No, to not even be put in that situation, what all he have to do? Be a good little boy. That's all you had to do. Would be a good little boy.
Hold up your end of the bargain.
But you can't slip. See, but if you work and you got your own shit, you can slip a couple times, though. Because you can get your shit on the front porch and hop in your car and dip. But when your shit is on there, you realize, damn, that's her car. Damn, the money that I was going to use to do that, that's her money. I ain't even got no money. Life changes quick.
It does. I get it from that point of view.
But, you know, niggas been doing that to women for years.
True.
So, that's just a fucked... When you talk about the, you know, the evolution, I'm like, tables have turned, though.
They have.
They is plastic bagging. You know what Beyonce said? I don't want you to come home. Me, the kids, and the dog is gone. That's fucked up. Me? Man. That's my pussy. My kids, that's my heart. Nigga, my dog?
The dog, too.
My sanity?
All of that gone.
like the evolution. I mean, y'all came a long way.
We have.
Think about it, you paint that picture of, you said 1900s. When you said that, I was just thinking like, all right, she painted that picture for me. I'm thinking women out there with them dresses you had on and that one shit. I'm like, is this a slave movie or something? You know what I'm talking about? That shit. I'm thinking hanging clothes out there on the line in the backyard, the kids running around and all the housewives in the neighborhood waving to each other. That's what I'm thinking. And then I get a flash into the future and I'm seeing none of that shit's going on. That same lady that was out there putting them clothes on the thing, she's now putting them same clothes in a black plastic bag and putting that shit on the porch.
What kind of fucked up timeline is that?
I'm saying, that's what we came to.
What? Is that how you see the evolvement?
I see. Wow, it like that.
From trailers and wagons to...
Yeah, to go get that saddle ready to, nigga, get the fuck out of my house.
To the taxi cab.
Exactly.
You only upgraded a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Can you give me a ride to the bus stop?
Without the cab fare.
And they sitting there with a straight face, kicking you smooth the fuck out.
It's just like
that's the damn revolution and evolution. Women that came a long way to giving motherfuckers rides and shit. Motherfuckers out here cheating on that girl in that girl car.
Doing it.
Evolution. Doing it. Wow. The evolvement of the woman role. That has changed.
It has changed a lot.
But it had to, though. It had to, because niggas wasn't doing right.
Right.
You know, in a sense of, I mean, you done talked about this before, how it's like mandatory when a household breaks up that a nigga will grab his shit and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid is just automatically just known that you'll be here with your mama. And I'm going to slide through when I slide through. So women don't got no choice but to be king and queen. You got to be dominant. You got to be feminine. You got to understand and assert that shit that pops is supposed to be doing.
Right. It's a lot. And most women just want to just be a woman.
Right.
They don't want the extra responsibility.
So, what does the ideal, I know you can't speak for all women, but if you could speak for a mass majority, what is that ideal woman's role look like today? Is it that, you know, people say 50-50, but some women be like, fuck 50-50, I got him, he got me. You know what I mean? What is the ideal shit? We both have careers. You know what I mean? And we just have childcare, and that's what it is. Or does woman just want to be able to just sit home and still be appreciated? Or does she want the man to just sit home and da-da-da-da? Or is it the 50-50? What you think the mass majority of women would prefer?
I think most women prefer 50-50.
50-50. And 50-50 is 50-50, the electric bill is $100. You got your 50, I got mine. Is that 50-50?
50-50 can be broken up in a few different ways. You can do everything down the middle. You can just take this money, put it all in one account, let the bills just be dispersed out the account that way. It can be, I'll take care of all the major bills. You get the smaller bills plus the toiletries that the household may need and all throwaway items and childcare, gas, that type of stuff. It all depends on how you decide to make it fit.
Right.
Because you may make more money than I do. So clearly, everything can't be 50-50 because somebody's going to be broke. And so that's not, of course, fair, I'll say, for lack of a better word. So you just do whatever works for your household, your income, to make everybody comfortable. It doesn't have to be I do more than you or you do more than me. No, the understanding is, okay, clearly we already know my check going to be this every single month, so that's going to automatically go to this, this, and this. That's what my check can handle, and this is what's left over. Clearly you can handle that because you make more money, and that's just what it is.
I think my ideal role has always been to have to just be the boss, but to have the woman just run the show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Women give better direction. So when, how I always had it in my relationships type shit is, when I make the money, I don't never see the money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She sees the money. She knows you need drawers. She does laundry. She knows you need socks. Mm-hmm. She knows you need shit for dinner. She knows when a goddamn electric bill is due. Can you ask a motherfucking man in the house when's the bill due?
No.
You know, they probably don't know. Mm-mm. I wouldn't know. Unless some motherfuckers email me and I just happen to check it. I wouldn't even know. So, my ideal household would just be, nigga, the woman runs the show. You have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so you need to be there at with the Wu time. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just have the woman lead, and I just be there.
So your view is to be, you are the man, mm-hmm. of course, that's already understood. You are just submissive when it comes to household, the running of the household.
No, I want to be, I hate to use that word, submissive, but I don't mind. I want to be submissive 24/7. You know what I mean? I mm-hmm. want to sit here and only speak when I need to speak. You know what I'm saying? My dog is only going to attack you if he has to. Mm-hmm. Or maybe now he's an asshole. He might just get on because he feel like getting on you. But I just want her to lead. And I'm just there. But when I speak, I spoke.
Hurt.
You got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. Fuck that doctor's appointment tomorrow. And the only thing I want her to hear is, fuck that appointment tomorrow. He ain't going to be there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Type shit.
Right.
But if it's like some motherfucking major shit, mm-hmm. like, I got the surgery coming up and I need to be there, I'm like, fuck that doctor. I still need that woman to be like, no, nigga. Let's go. You know what I mean? It ain't right. optional. I don't give a fuck. She got to pull a motherfucking about a motherfucking ear. He know it's going down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like that type of shit. That's why I like abusive women. Because when it's time to get serious, you know, like, oh, all right, mama ain't playing today, type shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when a nigga sitting there looking at the kids like, nigga, we all in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Kids looking at you, you're looking at them like,
right.
Shit. We didn't freaking get it today. You know what I mean? That's the kind of shit I like. So, and I can't see men back in the day really trying to be like that because, you know, it's the whole macho man shit.
Right. That's what defined a man back then.
Right. But I think different. I think ain't no wrong with getting niggas slapped in the back of your head, nigga, in front of your friends because, nigga, you did some stupid out of line shit. It is what it is.
Right.
What make you less of a man? I don't see no nigga slapping me in the back of my head.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, shit. I don't see no wrong with, I guess, using that submissive role. You know what I mean? I don't see no wrong with it. If I had to live that life, if I could, I would.
So you prefer a more dominant woman?
Hell yeah.
Got you. And nothing is wrong with that. Women have evolved in so many different beautiful ways. And yeah, we just keep evolving. We keep evolving. And men do too. And that's why you have men that don't mind sitting at home.
Damn. That is true. That's exactly why. That is true.
So yeah, let me know what you think though. If you prefer to sit at home or go into the workforce, let me know.